U.S. State Department officials are in southeast Alaska this week to talk about transboundary mines. The Environmental Protection Agency has also sent representatives. They'll visit Ketchikan and Juneau at the invitation of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Council President Richard Peterson says the officials will meet with tribal governments, Native corporations, and state officials.
They're basically here to hear and see our concerns with mining activities in the transboundary area of the British Columbia and Yukon provinces that threaten our boundary waters ecosystem and its four great rivers, which are the Alsek, Taku, Stikine, and Yunik.
The council is among regional and statewide groups worried about the impacts of mines and exploration projects in British Columbia. They say polluted water could end up in BC rivers that flow through southeast Alaska that could damage salmon and other fisheries. The State Department has refused to become involved, saying it's a local issue that can be worked out by Alaska and BC governments. Central Council Executive Committee member Rob Sanderson Jr. says he hopes that attitude will change after the meeting. Officials will also fly over the Yunik River, a transboundary waterway north of Ketchikan.
The biggest thing that I'm hoping for is to bring awareness to the national level and to the international level.
In addition to tribal organizations, visiting officials are scheduled to meet with Governor Bill Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott. Mallott oversees the state's transboundary mining efforts.